And welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Let's get right to it, guys. Draft talk is here. Mock drafts aplenty after the scouting combine in Indianapolis. So the question is, will it be a D lineman at three, or will it be a D lineman at three?
Well, if you read any mock draft, if you listen to any of the buzz, it's going to be a D lineman at three. Guess what? But, you know, I think that makes sense. It's where they are in the build. Dave Caldwell has said all along, quarterback, offensive tackle, defensive end. Those are sort of the three building blocks you need. They've drafted the first two in the first couple of years. So in this draft where the position is strong, it makes a lot of sense.
And it could be a D lineman at 11 or 20. I mean, I still believe that Marcus Mariota is going number two. It doesn't matter who's there. Wow. I think that he is going to be there. And so you might have someone that wants to get up and get closer. Or even if he doesn't, I mean, can you move back and create a situation where you get a couple of picks? But John's right, it's D linemen, because there are so many of them, and you got to have the impact player.
I'm also right that Mariota's not going too, but we can talk about that.
Oh, plenty of time to discuss this.
I'm assuming that he's right, because I'm saying the Jaguars would be able to trade out, but I think he's wrong.
Well, we got plenty of time on the calendar left before the draft to get to that. Free agency coming up in a couple of weeks. What's the strategy here? The Jags don't have to spend money until 2017 officially, end of the 16 year. What do they do this year?
They've got the money that they can spend, and if there's anyone on the market, I go back to 96 when they grabbed Leon Searcy, mm-hmm. and what a critical signing that was. To another degree, Keenan McCardell, although he didn't get that big contract and he wasn't that big splash signing, he turned out to be a long-term fixture in that Jaguars' most successful era. So I think if there's a player there, you go swing for one, maybe two, and then it's draft.
Well, and let's hope it does play out like that, because you get a Leon Searcy type, which might be the Brian Bulaga type. But, you know,
or Julius Thomas.
A high-profile big swing. But usually your better, longer-term, more productive free agents that fit and stick are guys like Keenan, which I think that's going to be more what free agency is, because so many of these guys that are high profile are going to be off the market. So they're going to have to be smart and pick out Cedric Marks, very similar to Keenan McCardell. That sort of free agent I think is better. I think it's what you're going to see more than his high profile home run guy.
Totally agreed. But with the cap space that they've got this year, if they get a shot at a player that can be a rock for them anywhere, doesn't matter the position, if he can be that Leon Searcy kind of guy, I'm willing to swing on those kinds of things, but I'm with you.
And they will swing. Yeah. No question.
If there's that guy.
A lot of L.A. news in the National Football League the last couple of weeks. The Chargers and Raiders had a plan to share a stadium. Now, earlier this week, Inglewood approved the deal that Kroenke wants to build on Hollywood Park. All that said, the Jags are not involved in the L.A. talk anymore, and we go back to, especially now, with the Shipyards proposal from Shad Khan.
And I was thinking, as you said that, Brian, I don't really care, and thank goodness we don't have to care, right?
Yeah, that really is the story, right. And you and I have been around here long enough to remember the moments where we thought, this thing could get real, and the Shipyards project is a great anchor. I mean, look, if the video boards didn't show people Khan's commitment to the stadium and this market, I don't know what will, other than a project that invests billions along the river and reinvigorates the whole city. The smartest thing that Mr. Khan has done since coming in here is he's put his money where his mouth is. Mm-hmm. He has made the investments. And something like that, it's an investment in the entire community, not just in how it benefits his franchise. It really is nice to sit here with a little measure of security for this market now.
After the presentation last Tuesday, I was over by Shad and he was talking to the media, and he essentially used the phrase, actions speak louder than words, and he certainly has.
Certainly has indeed. That's it for this week on Jags of the Roundtable.